evening, good evening, good evening. Bazel Tov to the Sussmans. They have a chasna tonight, but we have to look.
You're going to have a hard time with something less.
Yeah.
That was a high word, Mark.
Thank you. Okay. So we're going to study from the Sfas Emes, first Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Vav. So that's on page 171 in these editions of the Sfas Emes. And then we'll switch back to Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, but these are both talking about the pasuk of Kiseitzei Machaneh, Dvarim Chav Gimel. Torah tells us how to conduct a proper military camp, because a proper Jewish military camp is very proper. Kiseitzei Machaneh Aloyezecha, so then we have to watch ourselves. Within ourselves, all about ourselves. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra. The Torah means that we have to be careful so that we are worthy of combating and of being victorious against the enemy. So therefore, we have to have a tremendously morally clean camp, and so then that person is not part of the machna temporarily, etc. And all kinds of mitzvahs of this kind about how to keep the machna kadosh. Ki Hashem Elokeinu Kol Mitzhalech Bekeret Machna. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our military camp. L'Hatzilcha, to save us from the enemy. And better, V'Lasei Tzoyvecha L'Fanecha. And to hand the enemy over to you. V'Harya Machanecha. If you understand that, then you'll maintain the cleanliness, spiritual cleanliness, the holiness of your machane. V'lo yireh b'cha erbas davar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't see, won't behold something that's an erba, something unbecoming, something of sin. V'shog me'acharecha, and leave us behind. Hashem will remain there with us. Okay. Now, the Sifrei, the Medrash Sifrei says very short, curt few words. Loisetze, Ella b'machane. Don't go out alone. Don't wage war alone. Only b'machane. Only as a group together, as a whole encampment. What does this Sifrei mean? Of course, no one soldier is going to go make war. Even David HaMelech had all of Am Yisrael behind him and with him, as it were, when he went up against Goliath. Of course, you have to have a machane. So, of course, it means pirish. Af shekol yachid tzarech lihilachem b'yitzrei hara. Everyone has to do battle with his Yetzer Hara. Full time, 365 days a year. And now, during Elul, we are even more engaged in that battle, and more determined than ever to win. But don't go alone. Im kol zeh, yihya hamelchama al yidei sheyachnis atzmo, wage war as a soldier, knowing, consciously, even bringing your partnership with other Jews to the fore. Yachnis atzma bichlal. Think about the fact that you are part of a great Klal Yisrael, and that all of us are waging this battle, waging this war. All of us need to beat back kochos of tumah. All of us need to foment and raise and foster more kedusha, more kedusha. All of us. Now it's true that the exact configuration of my personal challenge is probably very unique. People have similar challenges, but no two lives are the same. So the Yetzer Hara, therefore, knows me better than I know myself, and comes with what I could fall victim to fool me, to rationalize the way I would buy into the wrong idea. But nevertheless, what I need to do is say, wait a minute, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm part of a much greater whole. And because I'm part of this great whole, I have an obligation to get it right. If I get it wrong, Chalila, it's not just going to hurt me, it's going to hurt us. That's how bound up we are with each other. I mean, that's the Arevus we're going to be reading about soon as they come into Eretz Yisrael. It's, you know, Hanisteres, Hashem Elokeinu. Yeah, what we can't know, we can't then be held responsible for, but we are held responsible for Hanigla's Lona Ulu Venev Las. So, if I'm going to, Chalila, fall to the Yetzer Hara, I'm bringing down Klal Yisrael with me. Oh boy. V'yihya kavanaso, so therefore our kavanah should be, k'dei sheklal Yisrael yatzlichu Bimel Chavayis. Now, he doesn't say this, but others say, and when one Yid conquers his Yetzer, that energy is a positive energy for the sake of all of Chavayis. It makes it that much more possible, and there's that much more promise that the Yid who doesn't even know that I'm challenged this way, but he's also, or she's also challenged in a similar way, if I can do it, they can do it, and they will. Because the koach to beat back the Yetzirah, to beat back the Satan, has now been increased. And then he says, Ki haklal tolu b'prat, all of Klal Yisrael is dependent upon me. As we said, if I don't get it right, then it weakens all of Klal Yisrael. And the Oz, if I say, I'm not just fighting this Yetzirah for myself, because I need to, and I do need to, but it's not just for me. I'm doing it for Klal Yisrael. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm a soldier in this massive, important, beautiful army of Hashem to get it right and make the world right, better through us, through Klal Yisrael. Va'oz yotze imoy koyach melchemes hatzibur. Says a fascinating thing. It says, if we are mechavin that way, then the kochos of the tzibur are with me. So I say, it's not just my responsibility, I'm responsible for Klal Yisrael. I have to beat this back and not do this terrible avera because I'm a Yid. And if I do it, it's diminishing for all of us. It brings all of us down. But you should know, if I say that and feel it and mean it, then all of us are with me. Then all of Klal Yisrael is there. And that gives me a greater measure of koach. So yes, it's true that one shouldn't selfishly say, well, it doesn't affect anybody else but me. More importantly, if I realize that it does, then when I combat the Yetzer, when I do battle with it, I have the koach milchemes hatzibur with me. Yotze imo koach milchemes hatzibur. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that the sum total of kochos of the tzibur to get it right will be with me, and it will be that much more easy for me. There will be more promise for me to be able to succeed. That's step one. That others and the kochos of the tzibur are going to help me. I'll be able to beat back this foolishness or whatever this Yetzirah is. And we should think, therefore, sometimes before, let's say we're going to say something that's not appropriate. Imagine if I said to myself, if I'm saying this, I know what's very effective is, well, when I say this publicly, but I get up on a bullhorn and say this, or would I be a little bit more careful than I am here, a small group, or just at the table with my family or friends? I wouldn't be so quick to say it to 1,000 people, would I? But more than that, what if 1,000 people would say it? How ugly would that be? Wouldn't that be such a stain? Klal Yisrael would never do such a thing. I'm rationalizing, I'm making excuses for what I'm about to do or say, but imagine if I say to myself, would Am Yisrael do something? Well, I represent Am Yisrael. And by doing this, now Am Yisrael's resistance to doing it is with me. Yotze imo koyach l'chemes ha'tzibur. And I succeed more readily in holding myself back and making the right decision instead of the wrong one. And then, that's step one. Step two. Step two, he mentions here briefly, the gam, divrei chazal, you also have chazal she'amru, when it says machanecho, which is plural, now it doesn't necessarily have to be that Am Yisrael is divided into different machanos, could be we have one military camp, so why does it say machanecho, loshen rabin? So chazal tell us, because rabin are evarim sheba adam, it's a zera kadosh. The zera kadosh says, v'hayah machanecho kadosh, is referring to the fact that I have various capacities, various parts of my body, many, many different gifts, many different proclivities. I have so many different things I'm able to do. I have so many different midos that I'm able to engage in. The midos are spheros and how they translate into how human life behaves. Chesed, gevurah, tiferet, yisod, and malchus. So I have all of these great character traits. Put them together. Gam de emes, ki yesh b'chol prat, Koyach Chloe Gamkein Shenikra Oilam Kach. He says, just like every part of my body is so intrinsically important and tied into the other, every Jew is like a whole world. He's quoting from Medrash Tanhuma. The Medrash Tanhuma in Pikudei Simin Gimel says that Yitzirat Havlad, the formation of a new human life, has a greatness like the creation of the world. The Medrash compares the Tiras of blood to the Yitzirat HaOlam. And that's how we behave. That's how the Gemara says we have to respect the human life, because a human life is like a whole world unto itself. Yeah? So what he means to say now is that since a person has many different parts, the way to successfully join with Klal Yisrael is to make sure that all of my aspects is engaged in this battle against the Yetzer Hara. To the extent that we bring in and engage all of my kochos, all my physical parts of the body, all of my energy, all of my gifts, all my talents, all my yen, or in what we say in Yiddish, my bren, my passionate desires, all come together, le'esat kulam, l'retzon zeh, for this goal of doing the right thing and not the wrong thing, to the extent that I get all of myself involved, every aspect of myself involved, kach yuchal l'hachnis atzmai, b'klal Yisrael. That's how successful we will then be to be a part of Klal Yisrael and have Klal Yisrael with me. Because he's saying that, well, what happens if part of me is left behind? If part of me is not Jewishly engaged in this effort to do the right thing, well, if that part of me is not engaged in the effort to do the right thing, that part of me is not ready to be joined up with the rest of the colonies. So if I'm just going to say, well, you know, I'm just going to force myself mechanically to do the right thing, but I'm still stuck in my mind with some wishes and desires and rationalizations as to why I really should be able to, I wish I could get away with doing the wrong thing. So intellectually, I'm not there. Well, if intellectually I'm not there, but I just force myself somehow to resist, then does Klal Yisrael want me that way? Does the army want me to be half-baked when I join with the rest of Klal Yisrael to do the right thing? No. That's what he means when he says that a person who is doing the right thing should do the right thing with all of the person's verve, with all of the person's energy, thinking and explaining to him or herself why they have to do the right thing and how they're going to do the right thing, using every gift and again, every kalah of the nefesh to do the right thing. And then they're going to be doing it as a Jew, meaning they're doing it as part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael comes to help and be with us. Now let's see how he says this similarly. Earlier in Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, the other side of these photocopy pages, it's on page 166. On the right hand side, Kiseitse Machane. So it says, Vinishmarta, the Torah's expression is Vinishmarta, you will be watched. And then it says, Hashem Lekacha, Mishalech, not Mahalech, Mishalech, is caused to be. V'lo yirbucha erbazdova b'shav necharech. So he asks, Havale l'meim v'mishamarta, you have to watch out, you have to be careful, you have mitzvot to be careful about, to keep your machane kadosh. Why? Vinishmarta, you will be watched. If a person is waging war on the Yetzer Hara, generally, a person says, I want to do the right thing. I want to always be aware that there's a side to me that's selfish. Now, I've beaten back most of my selfishness, but it's still there. No one's perfect. No one has, I mean, there are tzaddikim that are in such places and in such madrigals that I cannot even approach. I know I have not approached him. But most of us, you know, we're struggling. We want to do the right thing. Always want to do the right thing. If we continue to always want to do the right thing and think about it, and think about literally many times a day, if not at every moment, Shavisti Hashem L'negdi Sameh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and I have choices to make, and I want to do the right thing. I want to beat back that selfish side of me, or that materialistic side of me, the hedonistic side of me. I want to beat it back. So if we are engaged that way, Vinishmarta, it'll work. Because I'm in the middle of the Muhammad at all times. Then, Yeshlema ki ha-Muhamma ba'emes noistenes shmira la'adam. It grants that a person has shmira because he's got this sense all around him or her of wanting to do the right thing and of being watchful. Ubsifrei ki seitze. Now again, quoting from that same very curt Medrash, don't do it alone. Because al darshu bekerav machanecha loshen rabim. And then again, he quotes the Zohar, heim ha'ivarim shel ha'adam. Zohar parshas Noach. And I'd like to share with you how Rav Moshe Cordovero's Talmud, Rav Eliyahu Dividas, This is, of course, in the Kohli Tfas of the 16th century. He wrote Reishis Chachma, and in Shar HaYira, quoting this very Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, quote, Machanecha Kadosh, Ilein Shayife Gufa. The Machanecha, the encampments, the different parts of your army, are your different parts of the body, and your different gifts, and your different proclivities, and capacities. If one of them is injured, don't think, well, okay, so I did something wrong with my mouth, with my hand, with my foot, with my eyes. It affects the entire person. He says, that's the Gemara in Yoma. That's one the test. Other than the Tamei Atzmon Ma'at, Gemara says, the person sullies his soul a little bit, Metamen Oisei Harbe. That's not fair. If he only became a little tummy, what do you mean, Metamen Oisei Harbe? Answer, because you're all joined together. Afa Pisha Lechata Ela Be'ever Echot. The Rishus Kachma says, the person made a mistake of one kind with one part of his body. Metamin oisai harbe kol ramach evorav. All of the body parts are now impure. They're all spiritually challenged because of the one mistake that was made by hand, eye, finger, the nose. V'chein le'inyin, v'hoi machanech ha-kadosh. He says, but the beautiful thing is, when it comes to machanech ha-kadosh, kadosh is blashin yachit, says the Rishus Kachma. That means, kadosh atzmai ma'at. If you do a great mitzvah, or beat back the Yetzer Hara in one instance, doesn't only mean, my eyes are tahor, my mouth is pure. It affects positively the whole person. Mekadshin oisei harbe. Ki avim shalakidish ala eber echot kol harabachi rorim shehem nachanecho, Roshan Rabin, iskadshin bekadusha el yoyma. A beautiful thing. We should think about that. You do a mitzvah, you think I did this, and I did it with this part of my body, at that moment, it's transformative to the whole person. Just as Chalila, an Avera that's done, a person speaks one Lashon Hara, takes something in hand or uses something that belongs to somebody else without asking. This is a very, very severe issue. Could be tantamount to a Gnei. And says, just one hand. So it affects the whole person. And all Avarim are now spiritually compromised. And the tshuva has to be therefore done with all of the body and every part of the body and mind. But the Rishus Chachma says when a person does a mitzvah and does it correctly and with the right kavanah, so then that the holiness with which the mitzvah was done with that part of the body or that part of one's mind and seichel, one's heart, it spreads to the entire person. It's mekadosh the whole person. The whole person is defined now with higher kedusha. Let's continue in the Sfasemis inside, but he says, Ken higid adeni avi zikni bari rebi. Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekerav Machanecha, it means that he's with each individual soldier. It's a beautiful thought. That when the Machaneh is Kadosh, it's not just Hashem and the Shekhinah somehow is with us. It's with each soldier. With each individual soldier. And then that means that each soldier has such a responsibility to make sure that the other soldier will have Hashem's presence with him. And the Shekhinah will be with my neighbor and with my friend. But as far again as what this Zohar HaKadosh is saying, she yakabeitz Adam, and here he explains it as we've been saying, she yakabeitz Adam, a person should gather together, be'emes kol ritzoinos shavoi, all his passions, all his desires, all his interests, v'chol nafshoi, all of the person's life force, limsor, to give them over, Avor Ritzoin Hamakim. Give them all over to fulfill the will of HaKadosh Baruch. The im ma'asef kolka chaisav ba'asiyos mitzvah u'chayma lasur me'ra. If we give ourselves over when we do a mitzvah, we think about what we're doing and we say, I am entirely beguf and benefesh about to do this mitzvah and it is to inhabit every part of me. My desire for this mitzvah to be done correctly is now total and all-encompassing of my entire being. And when you do that, when you are sur le'ra, when you want to not do the wrong thing, b'his asfus kol hachiyus, where your entire levedikat, your entire life force, is so engaged, such a person is going to experience tremendous shemira, is going to be protected against aveiros. Why? Sheshuv ein makom liyos misbalgal. He's not going to get all confused. In a very otherwise confusing world, he's not going to be confused what's right, what's wrong, what's important, what's not. Look, he's not going to be mizbavot al yedei divrish. He's not going to follow foolishness because he's engaging his mind, body, and kochos ha-nefesh all the time, consciously, to make the right decisions, and thinking about this deeply. He's less prone to follow in foolishness. So that's the second point, right? The first point is, you're not alone. Klal Yisrael can join you. You're doing it. You want to do it right. You want to avoid what's wrong. You have Am Yisrael behind you. And the kochos of the tzibur in this melchama are with you. Because we're all in this melchama together. Even though each of us has our own yetzer hara. But we're still all battling for the sake of making Klal Yisrael and having the kedusha of Klal Yisrael and the pleasantness of Klal Yisrael all rise up and inject kochos to the world, to the holy world above us. And number two, we have to get all of ourselves, each part of our body, our bodies, our minds, our kofis and nefesh, gathered together for this great purpose, unified to do the right and avoid the wrong. And then he says the third idea, continuing with the third line on the left hand side, page 166. If you have all yourself together and you're completely, every part of you dedicated to Hashem, you're ready to be Meister Nefesh. If you had to, there's nothing more beloved to you than your very life. And it's even before the Besht, the Sefer HaRekev in Hilchos Tshuva, Oishchav, says, think v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. You want to avoid doing a small aver, no such thing, by the way. Unless you want to avoid doing a aver, Think about, well, let's say some enemy of Am Yisrael put a gun to our heads and said, either you do it or we kill you. What would we do? Shoot! Go ahead! No problem. I'm pushing you. Push me over the cliff. Do whatever you want. I'm not, right? We would be mice and ash. So why won't I stop myself without that? Were it to be Yaharim Baal Yavor, I would say, put a line on my neck, I would take a matched marker, and put a line here and say, okay, come here, right? So why won't I do that to stop myself from whatever, this piece of Lashon Hara, or this piece of not really honest business, questionable tactic in my negotiation with somebody over something, or any of the challenges, many, many challenges we have. And I said, muktzah, is it not muktzah? I don't know, but maybe there's a hefet. What do you mean? If this issue of Shabbos would be that someone's putting a gun to my head and say, either you do that, which you might not want to do on the Sabbath, or I'll shoot you, what would you say? Shoot, go ahead. Especially if it's the Rabin, where Kiddush Hashem, for any mitzvah, the Rabin would have to be accomplished. If they're doing it, not the Hana Asam, but they're doing it because they want to take us away from mitzvahs, so I would say, go ahead, shoot me. So then, why can't I stop myself? I must stop myself because let's make this into a v'nikdashti moment. The Sassana says that's what Yosef HaTzadik did. How he held back was terribly difficult challenge for Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Potiphar. And what he did was he said, wouldn't I be my sinnefesh if I had it? Of course I would. So then I'm running away from this. I'm not gonna fall victim to this aveira. And then he says, on the words Hashem Elokecha mishalech, but then why does it say mishalech? Meaning Hashem is made to pass and to walk amongst us. Mehalech likes it. It says mishalech because Hashem is brought into the person by the person. We bring Hashem into our own being. Rak biyada adam liskos lazeh. It's in our hands to merit this. La'oyer chiyus Hashem yisparach, to awaken the godliness, the life that Hashem gave us, that's within us. Shiyesh bin nishmas adam. I had to wake up my own neshama. What is my neshama? Neshama is a chelek Hashem ma'ah. He says this halach means not just that Hashem and the Shekhinah comes to be with the ma'ah. This halach means that the yid who's doing this battle awakens the presence of Hashem, of his own neshama. He stirs up and enlivens his own neshama. That's why it says mishalach, made to be amongst us, because the Jew who's working this way, fighting this battle, causes that to happen. And then Layirabuch Erba's Davar talks about Liboy Roya Es Erba. A more expansive idea is wherever we look, we should see only what Hashem wants us to see. Meaning, what does Hashem want me to see here? What good can come from this? What should I hope for in this moment from what I see? Because if it's not something that could be good, it's not going to be, if it's not for the service of Hashem, it's just as bad as everybody's dollar. And it's already no good, because every reshus should be turned into an opportunity for kedusha. So these are the ways, number one, to be engaged as a yid, then as a yid, all of Yidden, all of Am Yisrael was there with me, and the kurtis of the Muhammad Sayyidzer of the whole people are behind me, number one. Number two, gather up the entire being, all the various cultures of the person should be dedicated to this great fight, and then it can be achieved. And number three, look, if you'd have to be Meis HaNefesh, wouldn't you? So turn the moment into a moment of V'nikdashti B'Sarach B'nei Yisrael, and make a small Kiddush Hashem, which isn't really so small, even though it's not a question of Yehara Gval Yavar. It's a great Kiddush Hashem when we do the right thing. Good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.